You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 276. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode. Day number 74 is all about Liam Eichenberg. Liam is an offensive lineman from Cleveland, Ohio, where he attended St. Ignatius. Is that how you say it, Randall?
Yeah, I think so.
Obviously, he's a freshman coming into his first season at Notre Dame, but we are going to talk a little bit about his recruiting, and then we'll give our projection for Liam Eichenberg in 2016 as a true freshman. So, Randall, start us off with the path Liam Eichenberg was on the last 4 years of high school and his eventual commitment to Notre Dame.
Well, Liam was one of the top offensive linemen in Ohio. It was a good cycle for Notre Dame because they got Liam and Tommy Kramer, number one and two players in Ohio, away from Urban Meyer, and got them to come to Notre Dame. And Liam, actually, his junior year, he didn't play a whole lot. He actually had knee surgery. He had an injury. He had a torn meniscus, and so he didn't play a whole lot his junior year, and had surgery. He actually played on the torn meniscus for a while. Like, he hadn't even known that he had torn it. I remember when we had him on the podcast a while ago, we talked a little bit about that. He hadn't even realized that it was torn, and he still kept playing with it. But he has had surgery since to fix that, and is good to go. He's going to be a tackle at Notre Dame, so they're hoping they could redshirt him, but who knows? Notre Dame doesn't have a lot of tackles here. But before we get into more of his recruiting, he'd actually been at two of the Irish invasions, so he definitely knew all about Notre Dame before he signed with them, and was at campus pretty often because he only has a couple hours to Notre Dame from Cleveland, so he made it to Notre Dame campus quite a few times. And then his senior year, he also played in the Under Armour All-American game and had a pretty good showing there. But as far as stats, offensive lineman, you can't.
As far as his attitude, can you talk a little bit about that as an offensive lineman?
Just a smart player, does what he needs to do. I don't think he's quite as outgoing as some of the players are. I mean, he's down to earth. I mean, he just gets his work done and tries to do it right.
All right, and you can follow Liam on Twitter. This is going to be a tough one for you. IGGYIKE17. So I don't know if he's an Iggy fan or what's with the IGGY. But it's pretty much Iggy Ike 17.
Yeah. And it's the same on Instagram. He also, in high school, he was also part of a... where he said he was an investor in some of his friends started a clothing company, No Chill Clothing. You can actually follow them on Twitter as well. I'm not sure how much he's still involved with that, but it's nochillclothing.com. And I don't know, they just have a bunch of different shirts and stuff, basically with their logo on it. And it looks like they are putting some more, designs and stuff on the shirts. But it was something he was involved with in high school. I don't know how much he's still involved with it now that he's at Notre Dame. But good to see him already practicing his business skills. You know, that's the one thing a lot of guys go to Notre Dame for, is to get into the business school. And he's already doing that in high school. And the other thing I was going to mention, I'm sure he's pretty excited this week. He's a big Cleveland Cavaliers fan. So I'm sure he's celebrating this week with their championship that they just won.
Yeah. All right, that's it for Liam, and it'll be a few days. The next name on the list is 71, Alex Bars, so another offensive lineman, and have a few offensive linemen coming up. So check back in here in a few days. We'll have another countdown to kickoff episode, and until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.